Bodybuilding level 1. Slowly pace back and forth, performing different standing dumbbell exercises in a repeating cycle, letting different muscle groups involved get rest. Lift light, but not so light that you can lift more, and never so heavy that you are forced to stop. It's not about how heavy you lift. It is about how long you lift your heavy for. Your heavy is the weight you can handle for a prolonged duration. I can't tell you what the weight is. A farmer is going to be able to lift more than a watchmaker. Fair warning, if you are a farmer, for example, then beginning a workout with 3-pound dumbbells will be extremely discouraging, annoying, and perhaps feel worthless. Your starting weight is higher than 3 pounds. Conversely, if you are a hot-headed son of a gun, yes, you are able to lift more than your body can handle. But if you go too fast and disrespect the finely tuned machine and animal that your body is, you will mess up your vitamins, your electrolytes, and you will get dehydrated. After a few days, you will get a Charlie horse in your legs. Then after a few more, you will get one in your back. It will get so bad that when you need to use a restroom at night, you will end up crawling. Do not push yourself to the absolute maximum, or the absolute maximum will push you back. You have to be able to handle your exercise well. Be respectful to your body and have a nice day. To give you another example, the most well-equipped person here is the woman jogger, who has the foresight to wear wrist weights in preparation for her bodybuilding adventure. Jogging is a massive head start because it prepares your body for an hour's worth of dancing. This is called endurance. All bodybuilding should begin with jogging for 1 hour. Skipping this part in favor of trimming rest periods and an interval timer is just unfair to yourself. And 3-pound wrist weights, one on each wrist, is how you actually do bodybuilding. And proof of that are the muscular legs of a large man. The leg press cannot reproduce what obesity or wisely weighted long-term weight vest can grant. Once you are cycling your dumbbell exercises for 45 minutes or 1 hour non-stop, though you get a water break, and you should put weights down between songs to let your hands rest. Dumbbell joggers don't seem to need this. They are tough as heck. You are then well on your way to level 2. And level 2 begins when you discover that you can lift heavier dumbbells. That's it. And you may be able to go up by 5 pounds in the beginning. But 5 pounds is too much to cover. Your body can only reliably handle a 2.5 increase by hand. And even here, you may need to mix in your old weights with the new weight just to get some rest. If your gym does not have 7.5 and 12.5 and 17.5-pound dumbbells, use 2.5-pound wrist weights. But be careful, as that may be considered external equipment, and you may need to hide it. In short, bodybuilding starts as 1980s or 1990s aerobics, but then, as your body adapts to handle the weight, you increase it. And your body starts adapting again and growing new muscles. Then you repeat the process. Eventually, you will be able to double your workout duration, perhaps triple it. But you don't need to get to the 75-pound dumbbells to be a bodybuilder. By the time you're lifting 17.5 pounds per hand, you are gonna be pretty huge. Finally, ladies, I am not one to tell you what not to do. But let me tell you something about myself. If a woman with large muscles and veins approached me, I would instantly go into quiet panic mode. Have some restraint, please. This is real bodybuilding. Your muscles grow fast. The world needs more joy, not fear. And I'm not joking. This actually happened. A bodybuilder woman at my gym approached a man because he caught her eye, and he yelled at her, "What do you want?" She thought he was a mean person, but honestly, he was just scared of her. Let that be a lesson to you.